A prime suspect in last summer's terrorist bombing in Indonesia is set to go on trial soon. The suspect is charged in the bombing at the JW Marriott Hotel in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta. The car bomb killed 12 and wounded hundreds more. Officials say a local group was responsible for the blast, but it likely had the blessing of Al-Qaeda. Kelly McEvers reports.
On August 5th, consultant James Castle took the afternoon off to spend time with his wife, who was leaving that day for a vacation in Japan. The two hoped to have lunch at one of their favorite eateries, the popular Shailendra restaurant on the first floor of the Marriott Hotel.
Anyway, we'd come in, there was kind of a line, and the staff knows us pretty well. So, we'll try and find you something. And so they found us this seat. We literally had just sat down at 12:45 when the bomb went off. We were kind of talking about the menu, and the next minute we were on our hands and knees on the floor.
Castle says the couple has a hard time remembering all the details. By now, they only have vague images of injured and burning people running by and a large ball of fire that rolled over them after the blast.
I just remember looking at her and then seeing her face, and her face was, you know, good color and that she didn't look hurt. We got up and started to walk out the entrance of the restaurant. People were huddled around a gift shop and bookstore. They're kind of down a little alcove there. And somebody from the Marriott, a lady wearing a blazer, she said, "Go out this way," pointed us right out the front door.
Outside, cars were on fire, and the couple saw a huge hole in the ground that opened into the hotel's basement. Authorities quickly determined the bomb had arrived in a car whose driver did not survive the blast. It is believed the hotel was targeted because it was a common meeting place for Americans. U.S. diplomats held 4th of July parties there every year. The hotel reopened just a month after the bombing. At a recent American Chamber of Commerce meeting, attendance was lower than usual, and security was tight. Like most hotels in Jakarta these days, the Marriott requires cars to pass through an external security checkpoint before dropping passengers at the lobby. Authorities have arrested nearly a dozen bombing suspects so far. One is currently on trial, and a second will face a Jakarta court soon.
Edi Indra, alias Iskandar, alias Rian
Jakarta District Attorney Muhammad Nur Said ticks off the aliases that the suspect, Muhammad Rais, used. Rais is suspected of planning the Marriott blast. The suspect is said to be a member of Jemaah Islamiyah, the regional terrorist organization accused of a double bombing in Bali last year that killed more than 200 people, mostly tourists. It has been reported that Al-Qaeda members helped plan the Bali bombing, and that the organization provided $45,000 to fund the Marriott attack. Terrorism experts say groups like Jemaah Islamiyah are an example of the new decentralized nature of terrorism.
Istanbul, Bali, Riyadh, Chechnya, the only one that was carried out by Al-Qaeda was the ones in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
The rest, says Andrew Tan of Singapore's Institute for Defense and Strategic Studies, were handled by local and regional groups. Groups that in many cases existed before Al-Qaeda itself.
But what's happened in the last 10 years is that local regional radical groups have come increasingly into contact with the global jihad, as it were. So in a sense, you know, one could say that they have been transformed by this linkage with Al-Qaeda. Now, in turn, Al-Qaeda has provided money, training, and indoctrination that has raised the level of proficiency of local radical groups all over the world.
Indonesian officials have been criticized for reeling in the small fish of Jemaah Islamiyah and not focusing on the larger issue of why some Indonesians have turned to a radical, violent interpretation of Islam. While hundreds of suspected terrorists are now in custody around the country, hundreds, maybe thousands more, are still at large. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers.